Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Lane Miller and over the phone by Ted Hinckley, and we're going to be talking about what's going to be a very exciting week of music here in the Castle Country area, because it's time for the Helper Arts Festival, something that I know people all around the state really look forward to. So thank you guys both for taking the time to come talk to us.
You know, the bad thing about you saying the Helper Arts Festival is here, it means Culture Connection is coming to an end.
Oh, no.
Yes, and it does.
And it's been such a highlight of the summer, too. Every Culture Connection has just been spectacular.
It has.
So seeing it end now, it's going to be a little hard. I'm gonna be counting the days down until the next Culture Connection starts next summer.
We start planning right after the first of the year, don't we, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
So let's kind of talk about Culture Connections individually for a second. So last week, we had a great show. So let's kind of talk about last week's Culture Connection.
Wayne Hoskins Band. Did you know there is not a band member whose name is Wayne Hoskins?
There's not a single Wayne Hoskins in the Wayne Hoskins Band.
But they probably interacted better with the crowd than anybody we've had this year. They were really a good group. They really interacted with the crowd, and the crowd loved them, I can tell you that. I can always tell when it's been a good band when I have a hard time getting out of the park after at the conclusion. People want to talk.
That's a good sign that you've put on a great show, so props to you guys again for bringing in the talent to Carbon County. And then let's kind of look ahead. Coming up now, we have the winner of the Battle of the Bands, which was held during the county fair, and that's going to be the Michaela Page Band. And they're going to be kicking this Helper Arts Festival off on August 15th.
The really cool thing about that you mentioned, it's they were picked during the Carbon County Fair. This event coming up this weekend is sponsored by Culture Connection. It's the final Culture Connection on Main Street in Helper, and we're part of the Helper Arts Festival. All three local entities are involved in this, which is really, really cool.
That is. It's a big crossover between all these different bodies coming together to help provide the community with some really great musical opportunities. So it's going to be something you're not going to want to miss. I know I say that for every Culture Connection.
Well, it's true.
It's the
every
truth.
Time.
Yeah. And then, Ted, let's kind of talk about what's coming up after that in the Helper Arts Festival realm.
Yeah, I mean, great groups. And so you guys know Michaela Page. You know, she was on American Idol, got a golden ticket, went to Hollywood, and she's a young, upstart country singer with a really fun band. So Michaela's great, and that's why she won the Battle of the Bands, is just super talent. So
where's she from, Ted?
She's from Spanish Fork.
So still kind of local to the area, you know, Spanish Fork, just a stone's throw away from here. So
yeah.
Very talented singer. I agree. Watching her at the Battle of the Bands was absolutely mind-blowing. And then starting off on August 16th, that Friday at 4, music running that day from 4 to 10 p.m. Things get kicked off that day with a Runaway Fire.
Runaway Fire. People are going to love Runaway Fire. They do their own stuff. They're not a cover band. And they're very talented, and the kind of fun thing about Runaway Fire is I can't say they're kind of like so-and-so. They're a totally unique entity, but a lot of talent, led by a husband and wife, but they are just a really talented, unique band that I think is going to come early. They're the kickoff band, and they're going to kick us off big time. And then, you know, we got a B stage, and twice on the B stage we have Tom Bennett, a one-man band, does a lot of classic country stuff. I think people are really going to enjoy Tom over on the B stage, and he's playing at 5:15 for an hour and at 7:30 for a half hour.
So a nice little double dose of Tom Bennett there. And then rounding out that Friday, you're going to have Jake and the Heist.
Yeah, Jake and the Heist is a, they played 2 years ago, a very entertaining, fronted by a guy named Jake Chamberlain, and a really fun band. And they're playing for 2 hours, and they play weddings, and they know how to work the crowd. They are a talented, talented group, and I think people are going to be able to tell that they play a bunch. So that's Friday. Yeah, also on Friday in the middle is the Rustic Poets, kind of a country rock group who also are very good at entertaining a crowd.
So that Friday is going to be just a great showing of music. And then you move on to Saturday. Things get started at 2 o'clock, and they'll run till 10 p.m. And you start with the Hall Brothers Band.
Yeah, so the Hall Brothers are super talented family. Some of them live outside the state now, but they got back together to give us a show. They played in support of lots of groups, but they are really good, and I think people really enjoy their energy. And then a couple of side stage things, Liam Lars, he played at the festival last year, a very talented singer-songwriter. Mesozoic, Price people know Mesozoic. They came and did Culture Connection last year.
He's a paleontologist by vocation.
Alan Titus, noted paleontologist.
Yeah.
Let me talk about the last three acts. The Birdwatchers, three guys with ukuleles who sing harmonies. You may not, you go, ukulele, what are they doing? Don Ho's kids? These guys are good.
That was good, Ted.
That was good. That was really good.
You're going to love the Birdwatchers. Doing a 30 minutes on the side stage on Saturday, and then they play Sunday noon to 2, Stone Company, a duo out of Kanab with John Stone. Very interesting group. They play, he'll have three fiddles up on the stage because they're tuned different. And so he does a lot of interesting stuff and has, and the percussionist, get ready for this, the percussionist for Stone Company at some point will be playing a saw. And if you can't get excited about a guy that's going to play the saw on stage, nothing will excite you. The last group of Friday night, or Saturday night, apologies, is Lennon Roach out of Las Vegas. Oh, great covers. And their own songs are fantastic. Lennon Roach, super talented singer-songwriter out of Vegas, and he has a great band, and we're super excited for them to kind of end things 8 to 10 on Saturday night.
And then just rounding things out on Sunday, like you mentioned, Stone Company taking the stage again from 12 to 2. But this is really just going to be an exciting weekend of music here for the Helper Arts Festival. So thank you for kind of helping put all this together, bringing in these extremely talented groups.
Yeah, and you know, my philosophy for all this stuff is something for everyone. So not everyone's going to love every band, but I would be hard-pressed to find somebody who doesn't love one of these bands. And that's kind of my goal, is something for everybody. And I think we accomplished it big time.
Yeah, I think you guys have accomplished it, too, all through the summer. So, yeah, it's bittersweet, but super exciting. The final Culture Connections of the summer coming up on August 15th, kicking off the Helper Arts Festival. And then throughout the next few days, tons and tons of spectacular music. But unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Hey, Ted, I've been noticing your family, and especially your daughters. You know, they've kind of fallen in love with Price. You might have to move here.
Yeah, maybe so. But we've had such a great, it's fun to put this stuff together and have people respond and like it. You know, that's it'd be one thing if I put up a bunch of acts and then I wanted to just kind of slither away and not, you know, not let anyone know I was the one that hired them. But I'm proud of these groups and proud of these slates of shows. So I think it's going to be terrific. But I'm thankful for Carbon County, just for all the music lovers that have come out and all the music lovers that have enjoyed these offerings all summer long.
It's been a fabulous summer, hasn't it?
It's been a spectacular summer. So thank you guys both again for taking the time out of your schedules to come sit down with us. Again, that was Ted Hinckley and Lane Miller, and we were talking about the music at the Helper Arts Festival, as well as the final Culture Connections of the summer. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.